Let's do this. We'll just do one of these joke things.
Oh, okay.
So the reason why we were going to do this, number one, Seinfeld is now on Netflix.
Not that you would know.
Did anybody see the promo for with
the Lego?
Bryan Cranston?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God. That was so great.
Why am I in one of these suits?
Is it a reboot?
I didn't know that needed Bryan Cranston as a TV announcer. As a character for a full-length movie.
It's great,
I don't want that character. Him with that mustache and that voice, I'm like, I need a whole Anchorman-type movie of this.
If you're not a Seinfeld fan and you don't have the DVDs and all that stuff already, now you can watch it. It was on Hulu, but now you can watch it on Netflix. Because Hulu gave up their contract or, you know, they expired. Yeah. Now it's on Netflix. So they're doing a big promotion, a hoopla about it. And since Raj was going to be here, and Clark was supposed to be here. At one point, we decided we were going to do... We did this once before when Clark was talking about doing stand-up, where he performed one of Jerry Seinfeld's jokes from his book that he's got out, Is This Anything? And so we were going to do it again. This time, I was going to do it with Clark. We were going to perform these jokes. And then Raj was going to pick who did it the best, basically. So since Raj isn't here, these are Seinfeld jokes taken straight from the book. And we just had to perform it, and then Spider picks the winner. And we're only going to do one, but this is on. This is because, you know, Seinfeld is on Netflix now, I guess. And we're going to New York.
Wait, do I do anything?
Can we do a deli, and I can just talk about, she did the hair scrunch. She did the hair scrunch. The hair scrunch. I'm out. Do you find it?
No.
You want me to send it to you again? I'm going to airdrop it to you.
Hey, interesting bit of Seinfeld trivia.
Yes.
Besides the main cast, you know who the person to appear the most in the show was? Which actress?
It's an actress.
Yeah, it's a female. Besides the four main people.
I got it. I'm gonna decline.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I can only think of the guys.
The waitress at the deli.
Oh.
They eat there so much, and it's the same waitress. I works
never
the deli.
Realized that. That's actually a really
Besides
good piece of
the
trivia.
The four cast members, she's the most. She's the fifth most called person. Is that?
Can I get a coffee, please? All right, let's just do.
These are from his book, or
yeah.
These are the ones you made out?
No. I didn't write any of these. That's why they're good. Let's just do. I was going to take the one at the top because that's a short one.
Okay.
But let's just do, I'll do this first one. I'll do the second one, you do the third one, because they're about the same length.
Okay, I don't
you
know.
You got me?
I don't know how I'm supposed to do this, but okay.
Yeah, it's a joke. This is, so, and he's also, I left his spacing in here, because this is how he spaced it in the book. This is kind of the pauses that you take. This is how you break down the joke. Now, we haven't rehearsed these at all, so, and Dale, you can help vote, too.
Okay. All right.
All right. So I'll go first.
I've actually got Seinfeld on in the background right now.
On Netflix, right?
Yeah. Like literally, I was watching it not knowing we were going to talk about it on the show.
Such a great show. All right. Here we go. Yeah. This joke is called First Date. I don't know if we have to announce the title of it, but what do you think the first date was like 100 years ago? They had no medicine, no drugs, no technology, no equipment. Basically, they were the first. They were there first. That was it. That's the whole first aid. They sat you up. That's all they could do. And then they say, can you help me in any way? He goes, no, but we were the first ones here. Did you see our truck? First aid. That's our motto. We do nothing, but we show up before anybody. That's the joke there.
Wait, do I have to do the Seinfeld?
No, you don't have to.
Thing?
That was how I decided to interpret that.
Okay.
That was my direction, my artistic direction to do that. Let me actually do it again as Dave Chappelle.
Oh, okay.
Man, that was good.
Do it. I want to hear it.
I can't do that. Was it? That's my Dave Chappelle.
For Chris Rock.
Yeah, Chris Rock. I'll do it as George Lopez.
Okay, do that.
What do you think?
Do it as Carlos Mencia because he's going to steal it at some point anyway.
He has the same voice as George Lopez now. What do you? Go ahead.
Okay.
I like how all of them is either it's a super Jewish Seinfeld or it's a yelling, screaming, angry guy for any other ethnicity.
Better move my drink.
Yeah, this is a performance of a lifetime, Eric.
Don't spill your milk.
See. How now, brown cow? Okay, I think I'm ready. Ew, what was that?
You're snapping for
it. That was me snapping.
Oh, was that you?
Or no.
Now you have to read the title like I did.
No, I haven't heard anything to snap for yet.
This is a little something I put together called...
You want? Oh, you know what we missed out on?
What?
Here, I'll give you this to you because I didn't do it for myself. You need a little echo.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Test. Okay.
Why do they call them airplanes? Oh, that's because they're in the air. Never mind.
This is a little piece that I named Live Together. I was never much for the live with relationship approach. Let's see. There's nothing to see. You're going to see what you've been seeing. Besides living with a woman who wants to get married, which that's obviously not me.
It was like this.
That's like living far back, yeah. Way back.
Where it's always a...
See, he gets it.
In those clubs, there's always the drunk in the back that's laughing. And then you always get this one guy that laughs like this.
Oh, see, he gets everybody. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, that's enough, sir. Be quiet. That's like living with a murderer in the house. Can't relax. Can't sleep. Keep waking up in the middle of the night. I think I heard something downstairs. What was it? I don't know. It sounded like a caterer setting up. Thank you. I'll be here next time.
Get off the stage, you suck!
All right, this one's called... Oh, let me put on my reverb. This one's called Chopsticks. I tell you what I really like about the Chinese people. They're really hanging in there with the chopsticks. Obviously, they've seen the fork, but they're like, yes, very nice, but we're staying with the sticks. I don't know how they missed it. Chinese farmers working in the field with a shovel all day. Shovel, spoon, come on! There it is! You're not plowing 40 acres with a couple of pool cues! It's hard playing two characters. All right, so...
I actually remember that joke.
That's a good joke, right?
Yeah, it still holds up.
All right,
it is. Like, there are... I mean, I get why culturally, but you're also... It's like, you've seen... I mean... The fork and spoon are very handy.
Yeah, know? it's a great observational joke. All right, so only judge
like
me on
that
one
it
of these.
Ignores the fact. Well, I do like that it ignores the fact that they do use spoons.
Right.
But yeah.
Right.
That's true.
like if you've ever gone to a raw place, they certainly have spoons.
Right.
You cut the bowl, which they large
shovel pull cues. All right, so we're going to go to Judge Spider here. He's our Simon Cowell.
All right, so I thought the jokes were bad, the performances were bad, but Eric, you had better crowd work, so I'm giving it to Eric.
All right, Eric has 1 point. And then Dell.
All right, I gotta say, I'm tempted to give it to Michael just because it sounded like a standard Seinfeld joke, and again, you delivered it with the exact tone and phrasing that he did. But I got to say, the guy yelled, get off the stage, the heckler. I thought that was the funniest thing out of the whole bit. So
all right.
To the heckler.
Well, I apparently lost. Eric Starr wins.